USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Bomb threats emailed to multiple locations across the country. This triggers evacuations and sweeps of several buildings. Threats in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle, Miami, and Atlanta, where the Super Bowl will be in February. Email threats also being received at locations in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Toronto, Canada. USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Dozens of bomb threats are being reported across the country at government buildings, banks, libraries, schools, and other businesses. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House discussing his chief of staff search.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people, really good ones, mostly well-known, but terrific people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
British Prime Minister Theresa May in the news. She survives a no-confidence vote of her own party. USA Radio's John Clemens now with the story.
Lawmakers rejected the no-confidence motion to May's leadership 200-117. But the win by Theresa May has exposed a bitter split in her own party over Great Britain's departure from the EU. Still, there is no clue as to how May can plot a course out of the Brexit maze by improving the chances the House of Commons will approve her contentious Brexit deal. She is now calling for unity.
Following this ballot, we now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future.
I'm John Clemens.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 70 points to close at 24,597, the Nasdaq off almost 28 points to close at 7070, and the S&P 500 down less than a point to close at 2650. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The FCC taking a look at a long-standing media ownership rule. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the story from Washington, D.C.
Imagine CBS merging with NBC, or NBC merging with ABC, or Fox. Well, none of them can do such things right now, because the FCC prohibits such mergers under what's called the dual network rule. But this week, the agency voted to move ahead with a review of media ownership rules, including the one that prevents dual ownership of two or more broadcast giants. The FCC asking if the rule, quote, remains necessary to promote competition, localism, or viewpoint diversity. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai saying the commission is teeing up a number of questions and keeping an open mind on whether such rules still make sense. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's been a stormy week for Stormy Daniels, as a judge rules she owes President Trump almost $300,000 in legal fees. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
A stumbling block for adult film star Stormy Daniels, as a federal judge has ordered her to pay more than $293,000 to the lawyers representing President Trump in her defamation lawsuit. The president's attorney had asked for $780,000. Her attorney, Michael Avenatti, says they will appeal. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News.